Hey everyone, welcome to your yoga practice. Today we've got a gentle chair yoga flow that's designed to support digestion and to help you release tension. So if you're feeling bloated or sluggish or just need a mindful reset, this practice is going to be perfect for you. No yoga mat is required for this. You just need a sturdy chair where you can sit comfortably and be able to put your feet flat on the floor. If you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Take a deep breath in and a long breath out. And so you're sitting in your chair, sitting up nice and tall with your feet about hips width distance apart, and just allow your hands to rest in your lap. And if it's okay, just close your eyes or soften your gaze. And again, let's take a deep inhale through the nose and exhale back out through the mouth. One more time, take an inhale, feel your belly expand. And exhale, let go of anything that's tense or tight in your body. Now bring your hands down by your sides. And on your inhale, reach your right arm up. And as you exhale, gently reach over towards the left, keeping both hips rooted on the chair. And feel that nice stretch to the right side body. On your inhale, go ahead and return back to center. And on your exhale, let's switch sides. So reach your left arm up. And as you begin to exhale, gently lean over towards the right. Again, keeping both hips rooted on the chair. And this time, noticing that stretch through the left side body. Now come back to center, place your hands on your knees. We're going to begin to move through cat-cow. So if you're sitting to the far back edge of your seat, you're going to want to scoot forward a little bit so that you have room to move around. Okay, so on your inhale, begin to arch your back and lift up the heart, look up, cow pose. And then on your exhale, round the spine, tuck the chin, cat pose. Let the breath guide you here as you move with ease, moving back and forth through cow and cat. It's kind of giving your internal organs a little bit of a massage. Remembering to inhale as you arch and come into cow pose, and exhale as you round and tuck the chin, coming into cat pose. Maybe one or two more rounds of cow and cat. And let's go ahead and begin to finish that up and return to a neutral spine. Now, keeping your feet flat and grounded in your seat, sit up nice and tall. Go ahead and bring your hands to heart center and inhale, lengthen your spine. And on your exhale, twist towards the right, bringing your left hand over to your right knee and the right hand to the chair behind you. Go ahead and gaze over your right shoulder if that feels comfortable. Breathing here, allowing the twist to be gentle. And then on the next breath, we'll go ahead and return to center and let's twist to your left. So twisting to your left, bring your right hand over to your left knee and your left hand comes to the chair behind you. And this time, you're just gently looking over your left shoulder if that feels comfortable. Imagining that your torso, your belly area here is like a mop. And we're just wringing out the mop or a wet towel, something like that. So just a gentle little tension here to wring out the middle. And then go ahead and just return back to center. So now, again, with the feet flat on the floor, go ahead and hold the right knee with both hands. So on your inhale, hug your right knee in towards your chest, sitting up tall. And you can gently circle the ankle around here, releasing any tension from your lower body. And then we're going to switch sides. So exhale, release, and then switch. So inhale and grab a hold of your left knee, pull it in towards the chest, holding onto it with both hands, sitting up tall. You can circle out the ankle. And we're going to do that again. So switching to the right side, now pull that right knee in and up towards the chest. I like to think of this like, you know, when a baby has gas, we just put the baby on its back and we just push the knees up into the chest and kind of move the knee around a little bit, get that gas out. Yep, that's you. Now go ahead and switch to your left knee, pull your left knee into the chest. And you can just kind of apply a little bit of gentle pressure to your belly area, seeing if you can release, well, you're by yourself, I hope. Maybe you release a little bit of gas. That's your business. Okay, so now put both feet down and place both hands on your belly. Take a breath in and imagine that your belly expands like a balloon. We're going to give your belly a little massage now. So on the exhale, gently massage your belly with slow circle strokes, moving your hands clockwise. And that's going to support digestion. So just massaging that belly area, moving the hands gently around, not too much pressure, in some slow circles, and gently moving in a clockwise motion, massaging at the belly. Again, things that we do to babies when they have gas, we just need to see if we can get things moving around, see if we can get it to release. And then go ahead and pause here and reset. Okay, now cross your right ankle over your left knee and keep the right foot flexed. Sit up tall. And if this feels good, you might start to gently hinge forward from the hips, bringing a slight stretch to the outer hip. So you could just stay sitting up tall, or, you know, you only lean and hinge forward as much as you can, as much as it feels comfortable. Keeping that right foot flexed, noticing that outer hip stretch. Take a few more breaths here, breathing in through your nose. And then back out through the mouth. And let's go ahead and sit back up and switch sides, crossing the left ankle over your right knee, keeping your left foot flexed this time. And then you can just begin to gently hinge forward from the hips. Let that hinge, let that movement happen from the hips first. Then the rest of your body can follow, only going as far as feels comfortable. Breathing into that outer hip space that might feel a little bit icky, sticky, uncomfortable, where you definitely notice some sensation, a definite stretch there. Pay attention to that area. And now go ahead and release and plant both feet back on the floor. Now you're going to turn to sit sideways on the chair. Turn your feet over towards the right. And hold on to the back of the chair with both hands. You're using the chair here for support as you gently twist to the right. So keep your spine long. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Using the chair as the support, but also using it to really help you to twist deeper. All right, release, and we're going to turn the other way. So turn, walk the feet over towards the left. You're sitting sideways on the chair, holding onto the back of the chair with both hands, gently using that chair for support as you twist towards the left. Long through your spine. Soften through your shoulders, breathing here. So good. Go ahead and let that go. And then walk your feet back to the center of the chair to turn yourself back straight. And now you want to come to the edge of your chair and step your feet wide apart. So more than hips distance apart. So take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, begin to slightly and slowly fold forward. Slowly begin to fold forward so that your hands might come towards the floor. Letting your arms dangle and hang here. Depending on your level of flexibility, you might reach your hands towards the front. Or you might reach your hands underneath the chair towards the back. Place your hands wherever it feels comfortable. And if it feels okay, you might shake your head around yes. You might shake your head no. And really allow gravity to help you release any tension in your low back, perhaps in your belly. And the next time that you take an inhale breath, begin to slowly roll back up to seated, stacking your spine one vertebrae at a time. So now that you're sitting back up in your chair, you might extend your legs forward, keeping your heels on the ground, relaxing your feet, and slightly lean back in your chair, and just let your hands rest in your lap. Close your eyes and take a few rounds of breath. Feel your belly relax. Let your breath flow naturally here. This is your final little posture of relaxation, like a shavasana, if you will. If you want to be here for a while, you might put your feet up on something. Like if you've got an ottoman or something nearby to rest your feet on, you might rest your feet up and place your hands in your lap and just spend a little bit of time here. I'm going to invite you to bring your hands to heart, one hand to your heart and one hand to your belly. And take a deep breath in and an even longer breath out. Let's do that a couple more times. A deep breath in, feel your belly and your chest, everything expands, and a longer breath back out. Maybe you thank yourself for showing up today. Thank your body for supporting you today. We'll take one more final inhale in together. Big breath in. Exhale, let it go. I'll see y'all next time.